RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from New York.
Hey.
No. Connecticut. No.
Where? No.
Well, you're not in Portland. Where are you?
Yeah. I got back to Portland just 2 nights ago.
Two nights ago with y'all, Sparsa. I was watching content from you last night.
Well, you got to space them out, D-Lo. We got to space them out.
All right. Well, I feel like you haven't been in Portland in like a week and a half. Did you go straight from Connecticut to the Open?
Yeah, just went, took a very expensive Uber down to Astoria, stayed at a, no free shout outs, a Fairfield Inn. And just, which was also like, you know, it's crazy when you're staying in like a, we'll just say a budget, like somewhat of a budget hotel. And it's like still $400 a night.
Y'all are rich for taking these Ubers. I'll go get me a car.
Okay. That
$250 Uber ride. And just give me, go to Avis, get $130 for the day.
Here's how it goes.
This is a perfect time to say Hertz and make an OJ reference. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. It's all about what you can expense, Kenny.
That's a good point.
If you can expense Ubers, you do it. If you can expense the car rental, that makes your life a lot easier. You don't have to deal with, you know, all of that. But yeah. I was there for an extra whatever, so-and-so, 3-4 more days. So I couldn't just have a rental car and then be like, yeah, we're cool to just allow you to keep the rental car until you bring it back to JFK. No chance.
That's an excellent point. You're 100% correct. And given the choice between the two, if that's the way I'm doing it, yeah, I need somebody to drive me around. I don't need to drive.
Yep.
Driving Mr. Caraway coming to a peacock near you. Speaking of NBC... That's what TK was doing out there. She was hosting all sorts of shows with Matthew Berry, and she was all over the place talking football.
Chain, got the chain on.
We were just talking about the conversation turned into Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, and which one of them, so I'll ask you, which one of those two do you think has more pressure on them entering the season?
Y'all are wild.
See, but hold on, before you answer, this is what I said. I think there's a difference between local and national. I don't think national likes Brock Purdy. So I think they're waiting to say that he was a failure. So that there's nationally, there's more pressure on Brock Purdy. They cannot wait to say Brock Purdy is overrated.
Is that true?
I don't think there's a world where nationally people are going to besmirch the Kyle Shanahan name. I even brought up on the Fantasy Football Happy Hour show, hey, do you know that there are people in Sacramento and in San Francisco who say Kyle Shanahan has like a little mini hot seat? Do you know that? Are you aware of that? And they said, no, that is not true. And I go, it is true. I'm telling you, the streets are talking, okay? The streets are talking. Here we go again. More of this. Nothing. No games.
No, because you know, I'm just saying what some of the people in the streets are saying. I don't agree with the streets. Streets do a lot of illegal activities. I don't agree with them. I just report on them.
I know. I'm just saying the streets are talking, and I think it's wild. It's a good thing that the streets aren't running San Francisco 49ers organization.
So, to be clear, I don't think anyone on this show believes Kyle Shanahan is on anything that resembles a hot seat.
Yes, but I'm not confusing y'all.
You have a... It's not a loaded roster, but it's not a bad roster. It's definitely an aging roster, if nothing else. And you wind up in this scenario missing the playoffs for the second straight year. You don't think there's going to be a conversation about Kyle Shanahan?
If you have no Brandon Ayuk for 8 weeks, we'll call it, which I think is pretty conservative. Could be more. Could be less. He says six, but I don't think it's going to be six.
We really wish he hadn't said that. People really just throwing that six around. I really wish he hadn't said that.
It's not going to be six. Okay. It's not going to be six. Probably going to be 8 or 10. Mm-hmm. So you don't have your wide receiver one in the lineup healthy until midway through the season. You've got a guy in Juwan Jennings who came out of absolutely nowhere. Just because the targets needed to go to somebody, and he delivered. He had very crucial catches, but we got to see with teams having tape on Juwan Jennings how things are going to be. You've got Ricky Pearsall, who has a lot to prove, did pretty great at the end of the season, but we need to see a full season of him putting it together. You have Christian McCaffrey, who was injured for most of last year, who we're not sure as he's aging if he's going to be able to come and be the sort of CMC that we know him to be, which is a workhorse back. You get rid of Jordan Mason. There's too many Jordans in this backfield, by the way. Now you got Jordan James, former Duck, by the way.
We're going to get back to your Ducks and your mascot bugging out over the weekend.
Listen. That head coming off, the decapitation in the menopause, the middle of the – it's tough. So you've got that going on. So you don't know. You've got question marks around the wide receiver. You got question mark around your marquee running back. And then all the pressure's on Brock Purdy to be able to just spread the sugar around to a bunch of guys that I don't know necessarily if you can rely on. Mm. And then George Kittle, who's also getting older. And I think George Kittle is going to get a ton of targets. But, like, that's not a loaded roster. And then you got guys on the offensive line who are getting older. If you can't protect Brock Purdy, you're basically dead. And the defense
is still there. Like, Fred Warner is still there. No, and that's what I said. Maybe it's an aging roster. Like, maybe it's an aging roster.
I did not anticipate this conversation, so I didn't get deep into the Trent Williams weeds, okay, on PFF. I didn't do my PFF.
Weeds to get into.
Well, what I'm just saying that his blocking has started to decline, okay? His protection on the blind side.
Pro football focus.
And he's had some – yeah, exactly. And he's starting to get – his durability concerns are valid, okay? And if Trent Williams, by the way, if Trent Williams is not healthy, this team is just nowhere.
That's perfectly fair.
Trista, you know how I feel about Kyle Shanahan. That's my guy, young Shanny. That's my mans. It's a playoff team. Yeah. You got to make the playoffs with this team. And I'm not saying he should be on the hot seat. I'm just saying I know how the game goes. And if you
he's
don't
not me on make, the hot seat, they don't make the playoffs.
I don't think he is either, but you got to make the playoffs with this team, especially now you got an extra playoff team.
Question.
Like, you can be 9-8 and get into the playoffs. You can't be under 500 not making the playoffs.
Is the hot seat from Jed York or is the hot seat from the media?
From the media, local media.
No, the media. They.
Oh, the local media. Who
They be on Kyle's head, man. Pause. Like, they blame Kyle. Tristan, did you know that there was a thought when Trey Lance got injured that Kyle didn't like Trey Lance and ran him?
About this.
Yeah, ran him so he could get hurt. That's what people were reporting out here.
These are people. Yeah, listen, this is why our dubs became our dubs, because this is just loony bin land. The way that people cover Bay Area teams is like Looney Tunes. Okay, you guys, not y'all, but like those who are doing this is just, we invited Michael Parsons. Okay, like people being on the hot seat. Okay?
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since what was it, Thursday or Wednesday or whatever day it was. Pleased.
As a
no!
former Dallas Cowboy fan, Damian, I'm disgusted.
No!
I'm sickened by you.
Wow. I love Micah Parsons. Also, the only thing I love more is a news story. And boy, did that inject some life into sports media that I think we all desperately needed.
No pun intended after some of these reports from yesterday.
Well, and we'll get to that conversation as well. How are you holding up as a Cowboy fan?
I hate it. I mean, it's tough. I've known behind the scenes that this organization does not really F with Micah for years. And I couldn't believe it. Like they call him a diva.
Some of that stuff is starting to come out today, by the way.
Yep. Stuff that I've known for literally 2.5 years. It's like his work ethic is suspect. He's not a first to arrive, last to leave guy. He's a last to arrive, first to leave guy. He's a difficult in terms of a personality. He wants a red carpet rolled out for him. Some inside the building thinks he's not a dynamic playmaker and that he's sort of just one direction, one speed. Rush the quarterback. Doesn't have the ability to go side to side like Ariana, and that's an Ariana Grande song reference. Anyway, I'm in a tremendous mood. So I think this has been something I was worried about for 2 years, and then you get into the contract dispute, and then Jerry Jones is doing his let's try to make a deal behind the curtain with nobody around, and let's just go lowball on you. And so Micah knows what he's worth. Micah said he wanted to be a Cowboy for life. And then he goes to the team that probably ripped Cowboy fans' hearts out most recently from any sort of contention in that NFC title game in Dak's rookie year. So there's no love lost between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. So it was just a wild move to make altogether.
I'll say this, Trista. I understand the move. I get it. And as somebody on the outside looking in that had to go up against this guy, I think they played him about 3 or 4 times. And this could be unfair. This is what happens in sports and media and all this other stuff.
Are you Micah hating?
I was never concerned about Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons never wrecked anything that the Niners were trying to do. And you talk about that Packers game. He didn't wreck anything the Packers were trying to do either. Like, he is unbelievably talented. Unbelievably talented. When them lights are on, Micah ain't no game changer. Yeah. He's not. At least this is what he's shown in, 4 or 5 years in the league. When the lights are on, he's not a game changer. Like, he's just not. I've never, in a big game, season on the line, first place, playoffs, Micah – he just took over this game like crazy. You forget he's there.
The amount of money that Micah will require and is requiring is a lot. And there's a lot of holes on this defense. And I get that, you know, stopping the run has been a massive hole for the Cowboys for many years now. I think we were pretty much either dead last or almost dead last for the last couple of years at stopping the run. Mm. So you go ahead and get an interior defensive lineman. And I guess the two first round picks help a lot, right? You can get really high caliber players at that like type of assets, but where is Green Bay going to be drafting? That's important to think about. I mean, I think it's just a vibe. More than anything, it's a vibes killer, right? It's a vibes killer.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah.
You seem just very delighted by it. Damien.
No, I
you are smirking. Stop smirking.
I'm just here for the story. Did you watch your boy on Netflix?
Who?
Jerry.
Jerry? I haven't seen it yet. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Eight parts on Jerry and the 90s Cowboys and turned Kenny into a big Jerry Jones fan.
They painted him in a certain light. They didn't tell all the stories. He's a star, Tristan. He's a star.
I love Jerry Jones.
Okay. I wish y'all would just tell the full story.
There you go. Doc Trista right there. You said...
It's Kenny being Doc.
No, I got you.
That was hilarious. What'd he say? Say it again, Tristan.
I wish y'all would just tell the whole story.
Okay. Kenny's thing, he's like a producer.
We need that on the board. We really need that on
Kenny's
the board.
Like, his thing is to call for the instant replay right after you do it. Like, he wants to work
funny.
In the replay
that
immediately.
That was a good one.
Well, speaking of Doc, so Giannis is staying, right? Like, Giannis is staying in Milwaukee now that the contract that needed to be signed was signed.
The Nassus has been
a buck since 2019. That is absolutely insane.
Did he get a 2-year deal?
No, I think he just got a
1-year.
And to be fair, he wasn't on the roster last year because he was hurt.
Yeah.
But no, he signed a 1-year deal this year.
I mean, what are we doing here? Okay, like, it's when Sean says that the Giannis camp is rolling out a trade request slowly but surely and breadcrumbing you into oblivion, then that's what I imagine is happening. This team is going nowhere and doing nothing, and they've got Doc, they've got no pieces, they've got Kevin Porter Jr. on the roster as like their main, he's a bucket. And Gary Trent Jr., a lot of three-name men, you know? A lot of junior three names going on the jersey. And I don't think it's anybody that you can feel excited about if you're Giannis, including Miles Turner, who is not that great of a rebounder. is a decent but declining rim protector. And you talk about when the lights get bright, our guy, Miles Turner, shrinks like a man inside of a cold pool.
Jeez.
Well, that felt personal.
Goodness gracious.
Listen, your pool was warm enough, okay? Your pool was warm enough.
Goodness gracious. Well, so, well that
what would really be funny is if Giannis asked out today.
Today.
Like, right
well, after.
They did that on their own.
To have a contract.
Yeah.
They did that on their own. Here's the thing I will say about Giannis leaving. Where are you going to go right now? Like, where New York is no longer feasible. I don't think Golden State is. I mean, they could do the Cat deal. They could do they could include Cat
deal.
But I don't think that would happen right now. I think that would be a failed next year by New York, and then you move on from New Cat and go get Giannis because you didn't get it done with your new coach and with the group that they had. But that wasn't a shot. I just said
didn't get it done with Mike Brown. Gotta.
I know. But, so if Giannis gets there, Mike Brown is then on another 4-year deal, unemployed, getting paid for just doing nothing.
You got. I don't think Golden State can happen right now. I don't know if San Antonio, because they're not. Milwaukee don't want nothing Golden State has, honestly. Like that, you shouldn't have signed Jimmy Butler if you wanted to be part of the sweepstakes. I don't think San Antonio's ready to make that move just yet. Phoenix had the one ship with KD, and now that's gone. Where do you think Giannis, like realistically, financially, trade asset wise? I don't know if there's so many places for him to go.
Send him to the Portland Trailblazers.
Stay in Milwaukee.
We have all their picks. We have their we have two first round picks. They can get them back.
No, I said I'll stay in Milwaukee.
You'll stay in Milwaukee over that? Yeah, I think the Dame Giannis thing just did not work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Houston. There's a lot of assets in Houston. They have a lot of picks. There's players that you can package together and young players that you could add where Milwaukee would be able to reload pretty fast. That's what you really need, is the ability to have picks and players that you feel good about. Maybe that's Detroit. I don't think Giannis would love to play in Detroit, but maybe Greektown. Like, Detroit's a big Greek city. And I think he likes maybe small markets. L.A. wouldn't work. I don't think L.A. would work. Yeah, I would do those ones. If I was a team looking to get into the Giannis sweepstakes, it would be those.
But my whole point is that's like a 9 months from now. Like right now, Giannis, I'll commit to
Could be the deadline. Could be February.
Oh, that's true, too. That's true.
You said a few minutes ago you didn't prepare for this conversation by digging into the Trent Williams PFF grades. What do you prepare for when you're coming on to talk to us?
Nothing.
Okay, I was going to say, normally I don't even know what it's just like vibes nothing. That kind of take us away.
Nothing, but like if I need to get into the NFL bag, and baby, we are getting deep into the NFL bag right now. I did 3 game breakdowns today for NBC. We did Saints Cardinals, yuck. But also Spencer Rattler over 20.5 rushing yards. We did Giants Commanders, Commies, Malik Neighbors over 6.5.
That's a terrible nickname.
Go back to
we
the
did
football team.
I love the Commies as a nickname. People are getting behind it too. And there's also like a little piece of resistance going on because being in the DC.
Can I add, like, I kind of like this Giants team a little bit. And I'm just waiting for Jackson Dart to be the quarterback. Jackson Dart to be the quarterback.
That defense might be something. That's what has my attention. That defense might be something for the Giants.
They have a good defense. And that's why they're only, 6-point underdogs to the 5-point underdogs to the Washington Commanders. And we also did Bucs Falcons. So I mean, I am getting into the weeds right now. And if we would have been having Trent Williams, if I would have known that I needed to back up that Trent Williams was declining, then I would have done that.
There would have been no preview for Cardinals Saints. I'd be like, you guys, just we'll watch it all together. There's nothing.
You know what?
Preview.
Don't. Yeah, it's good. It's fine. Don't pay me for this, Ed. I'm not doing that.
Don't pay.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Not trying to be funny or rub salt in the. Could the Cowboys be the worst team in the NFC East?
Shut up, bro. No, the Giants are worse than us.
Okay. Giants are going to be more fun than you, though.
Yes, that's true. There's nothing fun about Jaden Blue and George Pickens. I've said this once. I've said this a million times. If Mike Tomlin gives up on you, I don't want you. Because he puts up with a lot. Big personalities. If you perform, George Pickens, everybody's like, oh, George Pickens in a number two role. That's good for him. And it's like, no, don't you guys remember George Pickens being like, I need more effing targets?
It's a wild boy.
Give me the ball. You think he's going to feel good when CeeDee Lamb's getting 12 targets a game and he's getting six? Absolutely not.
Well, the good news for him is they're not going to run the football. So they'll just let Dak accumulate all these yards and no wins.
Well, and then you figure if you know that a team can't run the ball, then you just double cover George Pickens. And then you say, give the ball to Javonte Williams. We'll let you rock out with him and his dusty bones.
Oh, jeez. Even with that being said, they won't be worse than the Giants then, though.
They will not. The Giants, what, they got Tyrone Tracy rocking out there. They don't have a good offensive line. They got Evan Neal, one of the worst first-round picks for an offensive lineman maybe in Giants history.
But they got vibes.
But they got vibes. The vibes are higher in New York with Dangerous and Sierra.
Jesus. What two teams are getting the last playoff spots in the WNBA?
I think that's the Fever, and I think that is. Hold on, I gotta look at the standings. I think we hold serve. I don't.
Okay.
Think,
so I think you got the Vols. Serve. The Vols are making it.
Vols are making it.
I think they're making it.
If you look at the Vols,
can I point this out? That's it. They have two versus Minnesota. I think they have New York tonight, and they have a game.
They
with
have New York tonight.
Do they have a game versus Seattle? Or did
yes,
I? Okay, and Seattle is
here's
one of the
problem.
Three teams.
Yes, here's the problem, though, that if you look at the Sparks play the Dream in a back-to-back scenario. Oh, no, they play the Dream twice in 3 days in Atlanta. They play the Mercury, and they play the Aces. The only team that they can play that has any chance them of beating is the Dallas Wings. So I think it's just, even if everybody loses the same amount of games, then we hold serve.
There could be a lot of losses for those final three teams in the last
sheesh,
like
right?
9 days of the season or whatever it is.
They could go 20-24.
Good job to the Valkyries, though.
Yeah.
Good job to them. I
they have no business being this good.
Yeah. And to be
They're
honest
so
with you,
defensively nasty too.
To be completely honest, you guys know I watch the W. I got love for the W. I can't tell you who's on the Valkyries. I can't. They don't have no star power, but
Veronica,
they went out here winning
Veronica
games.
Veronica Burton could be most improved, and the only thing that's interesting about that is that the Dallas Wings let her go for nothing.
They cut all their young players. I think they got an average age of like 30. That's a slight over-exaggeration, but, like, this is not a young basketball team.
I take that back. No. Don't they have my girl who used to be on the Aces?
Yeah.
The guard.
Kate Martin?
Yeah.
Wing, but yeah.
Yeah. I know her.
You know who Tiffany
From
Hayes
Caitlin
is.
Clark.
Tiffany Hayes used to be on the Aces too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's it. I'd say that saying I've watched the Valkyries play about five times, and I'm just looking at a collection of players. There's nobody I commit to memory or anything like that.
In a seatbelt. They really do. They are putting the straps on. That's when they were doubling and tripling and quadrupling Paige, and she's falling on the ground and they're not calling it. That's when they put, before Caitlin Clark got injured, they put her in the seatbelt as well, put her in solitary confinement. That's what they do to teams.
And they shoot that three ball too.
And they shoot that three ball.
I like that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I like that, man. So for them to be three games over 500 right now, even if they were to make it or not make it, that's good stuff, man. Good job for the Valkyries. Still.
Oh, can I plug something before I forget? Is that a yes?
No, I was just debating on. Yep, there it is. Yeah,
pause.
That's a foul. But well, yes,
when you show no remorse, I had to throw the flag.
And I think the silence added to it just made it that much better. Yeah, like what are we doing? What's going on?
I just became a co-host with Juju for a new his podcast called The Alley Oop. It'll be coming out every Tuesday, so you can now find me on three podcasts. One, my own, The Heat Check, Metal Arts podcast called The Alley Oop on the Dan Le Batard Hoops YouTube page. And then, of course, Let Her Shoot on our YouTube on the Daily W Sports. So
come on now.
You can't get in, just basketball conversations all around.
Come on now.
I just shot it right. Literally, I did it right before. That's what I was thinking about. So right before I came on, I shot.
Shout out TK. TK, I got to ask real quick. I mean, so what? You just don't care about betting on college football no more? That's how we first bonded. You just don't care about that no more, huh?
I like it. Guess what? Portland or Oregon as a whole, they won't let us bet. They got me locked up. They won't let me bet no more.
Yeah, we can't do it here either. It's all for fun.
Anybody have an offshore guy?
I'm done with those. I'm done with those, bro. I'm not
talking
that
about Bovada. I'm talking about a break your knees type of bookie that I can.
One of the Markeith Morris guys that handle it old school.
Looking for a way that I can get.
Don't know
online
why they had to call the police.
That was tremendous.
That was
when I heard amazing. The news, I thought he was writing bad checks for like Rolex at the duty free inside the Cosmo. That's where my mind went. I'm good for it. Oh, here we go.
That's extremely believable. Oh, we lost lights. No, hang on.
Nope.
We're getting situated. There's so much colorful stuff behind you, too.
Just went dead.
And now we got Let There Be. Nope, not yet. No, it's fine. We're getting light.
We're getting there.
It's all good. there she is. We're back at it.
There we go.
We're back at
it. What light went out?
I have a ring light on the laptop.
A ring light on the laptop. That's yeah, what is it? Solar power?
No, I think it was charged. She just plugged it in.
Yeah, it just went dead. Yeah, I just plugged it in.
I mean, that's fancy. I don't know.
What is the next thing? Because you never stay home for more than 48 to 72 hours. So, like, what's next?
Maybe Miami, Dan Lebatard show. Mm-hmm. Might be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If I do, it'll be like, here we go. This is some BS here. Here we go. Jeez, it's one of those days, you know?
You're killing it.
So, let's kill it. We're killing it. And just D-Lo is delighted by my misfortune today. Nobody's happier for me struggling than Damien.
That's not true. That's not true. But like, though I did find the video.
Oh, did you see the thirst trap video? The video. Thirst trap workout?
No, I didn't see the thirst trap video. I was talking about the video of everyone walking in front of you.
Oh, I was so pissed.
That was funny.
I'm like blinking. And they didn't. The thing that people are not understanding is that we are against a wall away from everyone, as far away from everyone and foot traffic as you could be. And then it's a roped off area, and people are just going underneath the rope and walking through the shot. It felt freaking intentional. I'm like, what are we, that literally you could just go right. Why are you walking underneath here? What are you doing? Also, shout out to D-Lo because he's got me on my BS now. And we are back like cook crack or the seats of a Cadillac on the Peloton. I got some, I literally snatched up the shoes that Damien wears for the Peloton.
That's rich.
Ordered them from Amazon. Very reasonable, like $40. And yeah, really reasonable. And they come with Peloton clips and the like gym clips. So they come with both. But I left the gym clips at Damien's house. So
you guys don't go with the regular Peloton shoes?
No. Oh. Yeah. They're not very comfortable. These ones
These are like Flyknit almost. Yeah.
Yeah, Jinx, Flyknit. They're great. And so now I'm posting to the story a little engagement farming, just a little Peloton photo from the seat.
That's what I've seen the last two times. Yeah. When you talk about thirst trapped and all that, I was like, okay, TK on her. She in the back right now. Okay.
Just trying to trim down a little bit. Just trying to get shredded like Damien. So I'm on the orange. Oh, here's a funny story, Damien. I got to ask you about this.
Okay.
So I had some clothes in the gym bag. So I showered at the office. Have you ever had the orange BCAA get on your shirt?
That's tough.
It's been one of those days.
It's better. I'll tell you this, though. It's better than that red one. That red one will destroy everything in sight.
It looks like it's white, though. Like the powder's white and it turns red upon water.
Turns red upon water.
Yeah, it's rough. So I got the BCAAs. We got a little, we're doing the little grab and go, which, by the way,
TK on my full. Yeah, those
just straight swagger jacking everything.
Those are hefty.
These could use a little, they are like, it's really thick. So, I mean, when you're not even talking about liquid, it's almost fully cement. Like, it's like liquid cement.
Yeah.
Down your gullet, Paul.
Told you those RTDs could be tough.
They are rough. I got my mom on them too, and she's like, I kind of had to thin them out with like a little milk or something.
Yeah.
But 32 grams of protein in this little,
plant-based protein too. So that's good.
Plant-based, which is important to note. Good on the stomach.
Great stuff, TK. Thanks for fitting us into your incredible podcast schedule that you got jumping off.
He literally got so thrown off. He just got almost, I don't even know what that was. It was a speech impediment.
Yeah. Yep.
Happens.
This was one for the books.
It was a good one. For the books. It was a good one. I love y'all in the chatty house. Find me on the Alley Oop though and really pull up and support. I really appreciate y'all.
Support the thirst traps too. Our girl over there working hard.
Yeah, we're trying to just get it to the point where we can collect some income on the subscriber content. So give it away for free for about a month, and then we'll put it behind the paywall. You know what
does that have to do with your feet? Ain't that how people be getting paid?
No, you can put anything behind a paywall.
Well, I'm saying you ain't got to go on the Peloton to show your feet.
I don't need to show. What? That's I never said anything about showing
OF,
my feet.
That's a subscriber OF joke there. No self.
Got it. No self. I now know what you're into.
No. I actually hate
feet. I know where Kenny's money is going.
I actually hate feet. Like, there are no, I don't like feet at all. They're kind of gross.
Learning too much right now. Just
this is really TMI. Like, so much.
We'll go. We love you. And love we'll y'all. Talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
I say y'all.
All right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.